Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds back in action tonight, taking on the Calgary Flames at Bridgestone Arena. To help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators head coach Andrew Brunette. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Doing good.
Awesome. Happy New Year to you. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, Andrew, you were talking the other night after the game about Nyquist, and you've used the term cerebral player with him many times. I just want to dig in a little bit deeper on that. When you say cerebral player, what exactly are you seeing from Nyquist when he's out there, and what do you think separates him in that category?
Well, I think it's just, I guess you could say it's kind of his instincts of how the game's played. He has tremendous poise with the puck. He kind of knows what's going on, or he anticipates so well, kind of knows what's going on before it happens. He's in spots before the puck gets there. You know, you could say the all-time greatest, probably cerebral player would be Gretzky, kind of thing. And I'm not saying he's Gretzky, but he has some of those attributes that he's able to think his way through the game. He darts his way through the game. And he's got tremendous poise and is aware where everybody kind of is on the ice. And, you know, to boot, I think he's a great leader. I mean, he's been really good with the young guys. He's the type of player that probably every guy on the team wants to play with him because he's unselfish. He does the right things. And he's obviously fun to play with because he kind of gets the puck in all those different areas.
So before you got these guys on the ice, Andrew, did you in your mind envision that maybe that these three guys could potentially have the kind of chemistry together that they obviously do have?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the summer kind of crossed my mind. I thought it would probably work when you're looking at different combinations and who would play well with who. And obviously seeing Gus play as much as I've have over the years, I kind of knew what he could bring. And obviously with Factor, his hockey sense is off the charts. I guess with Phil would be the guy I wasn't sure exactly what would complement him. Looking over, you know, the years and seeing him play the different times, I think he's kind of played pretty well with everybody. So I wasn't sure if there was any, you know, rhyme or reason why he had a little chemistry with different guys. So I thought it would be a good mix. I think early on you're trying to spread out, you know, your veteran guys, your proven players to maybe help the younger guys and see if they can kind of help them develop a little chemistry or help them kind of teach them the game a little bit or how to grow offensively with different players. And, you know, kind of got to the point where I put them together. And if you would ask me, did I think it'd be as good as it has, I'd probably say no, but I thought definitely there'd be a chance.
Well, Andrew, with that point, you know, we're reaching, you know, the halfway point of the season here, and some of these younger guys specifically have never been through an 82-game grind like this. From your perspective, how are some of your younger players holding up and kind of handling that grind to this point?
Well, I think they're doing okay. I think I'm well aware. I think they're probably on path that this was going to be hard. It wasn't going to be easy, an 80-game schedule. I think a lot of them came up with, you know, 30 games, 40 games left in the year. They kind of got into a lineup that was full of injuries, teams that maybe weren't taking them completely serious or didn't know who they were. Now they've kind of made a name for themselves, the Evangelistas and the Novaks, and teams are aware, and they're going to play them harder and more physical, and it'll wear you down. It'll grind you down a little bit, this league. That's why it's the best league in the world. And it's, you have to understand and find as a young player that you're going to have to go through this because it'll make you better. You know, you got to kind of go through the muck here. It'll make you better going forward as a player. But then also you got to understand a little bit when your game's slipping and not just from what the coach is saying, interpersonally, if you understand where your game's at, you're able to correct it or try to correct it or do things to help correct it. So I think they're on track of what we expected. You know, you always, as a coach, want a little more of them. And then basically the message is being just understanding where we are. You don't want to lose your game right now because once February comes, you won't be able to find it. So we're trying to get them to find their game right now.
Talking to Preds coach Andrew Brunette. Well, speaking of young players, obviously a situation where you needed to call up Yaroslav Askarov. You get a big couple points in Washington, and I got to think just a thrill for him, kind of an unexpected thrill here early in his career. What did you see from him? What kind of energy does he bring to a room?
Well, yeah, I wasn't really familiar with him, and obviously didn't see him last year at all. Saw him in camp a little bit. Camp was kind of chaotic, and I think he only played a period maybe or a couple periods, and didn't get a really feel for him. I got a little even saw him last week for a game for a period, and then to see him in Washington, you know, I actually saw him in practice the next day, and I was like, well, okay, now I get it, now I see it. I thought he competed. His athleticism is off the charts. So I was excited. I was excited to see him play in Washington, and he lived up to the expectations. He brings, I guess, the energy. I think he plays the puck so well. I think, and he handles it so well. And his athleticism, again, is off the charts. So I thought he was really good. For him, what an opportunity. What a dream come true, I think, in a lot of different senses, where you're going against Ovechkin in a penalty shot to win the game, or a shootout to win the game. I mean, I don't know, you know, if you could draw it up any differently. I guess, you know, in my generation, be like kind of going against Gretzky one-on-one or something, you know. So I think for him, what a thrill. And I was so happy we were able to put him in that position and for him to succeed, because I think it bodes well for the organization moving forward.
So, Andrew, you know, obviously a good performance from Saros the other night. He gets the shutout against Chicago. And you were talking after the game about, you know, learning more about him and kind of being able to tell by his movement when he's dialed in. What has that process been like? Kind of take us behind the scenes as a coach, trying to learn the personalities and what makes each guy tick in a locker room that has got a bunch of different people and I would assume players with a bunch of different personalities and needs.
I mean, that's a great, yeah. I mean, that's the greatest challenge of coaching, I think, is trying to get to your players and building relationships and understanding and seeing, like you said, what makes them tick, what doesn't. Again, I was talking about forwards, what gives them chemistry, what doesn't. And with a goalie, it's a little different. You know, I never really played the position. I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. But you try to get to know the person a little bit. And then you, as you're watching, you understand and see kind of what his game is. It's, you know, and it, we put him in a little bit of uncomfortable position in a lot of different ways. And in the way that we've kind of played a little bit different defensively, trying to push the pace a little bit offensively, is going to leave us a little bit vulnerable at times, especially at the start of the year. And that puts a big strain on goaltending when they're not overly used to it. I remember in Florida with Bobrovsky, it was very similar, where, you know, he's coming from Columbus where he's getting 50 shots a game, and he came into Florida and you know, we'd have the puck for the first period, and then we'd have a breakdown, be a 2-on-1 and be in the net, you know? And so for a goaltender, that's probably the worst possible thing to happen. And it took an adjustment period for him. And I think with Juice at times, you know, take the Detroit game, for example, where, you know, we last Friday where we, you know, shooting them out, playing them, I think it was 15-2 or 15. So he's not really in the game. And then we take a kind of a careless penalty and we give up about 10 or 11 shot attempts in one penalty kill. And I'm sure talking to Juice, I mean, I'm sure it's just like, you know, it's chaos, right? I mean, it's shrapnel everywhere and you're going, what just happened? You know, so you're kind of not overly in the game, and that happens. So I think there's a little bit of a, you know, growing and uncomfortable position for him and for our group. And I think a little bit, again, the way we play, the way we defend, it was a little bit different than the past. And I think for him and for us, we're just trying to get used to each other. And I think he's rebounded really well. You know, I don't think it's taken him too much time, but you can see a little bit of level of being uncomfortable early.
You talked about wanting to be better at home. Obviously, big win over Chicago. You got Calgary now coming in. But obviously, you guys have been very good lately on the road. I guess, as a coach, would you rather try to fix the home thing than the road thing? If your team's able to travel, stick together, and win those games, you figure you can kind of get it going in your own building, especially with the atmosphere that you have in there?
Yeah, I mean, we won it all.
Right.
It seems you fix one, you don't get the other one breaks. I think for me, I think, you know, and I've kind of stayed this almost all year, I think home ice is crucial and being a good team, being a playoff team, being a contending team. Because no matter how well you play at the road, there's all kinds of circumstances. You can't, you know, you're not, momentum changes are on the road, and that's just normal. So for me, it's so hard to win on the road. And it is at home, obviously hard to win any time in this league, obviously. But I think if you can, you know, have an identity at home, and understand this is a hard place to play, and we're going to come at you in waves, and we're going to have the puck, and we're going to make you defend, and just having that aura a little bit is kind of what I'm trying to ingrain and instill in this culture, in this team, that, you know, it's a different animal when you're at home. And we're able to do it, I find, for 20 minutes, and then we lose a little bit of our our momentum, and we give free momentum up, and we're having trouble either closing teams out or putting teams away, you know, the Dallas game before Christmas, and we leave ourselves hanging late in games, and then now you're playing a 50-50 game of chance, and chance is going to go either way. So I'd like to see us play a little better at home. I mean, I like our effort. I just, to me, it's a little bit of that consistency and a little bit of that mindset. To me, we feel content playing 20 minutes at home or 32 minutes at home or 48 minutes at home, where I'd like us to really dictate the pace and make it a hard place to play for 60 minutes.
Well, Andrew, really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good day.
You as well. Predators head coach Andrew Brunette, our guest on Robbie and Rex. So Preds in action tonight at home, taking on the Calgary Flames. We'll have Preds pick to click coming up later in the competition, which is no longer a competition from my standpoint, but Rex Road and everybody else continue to put up points. So good for y'all.
It's a competition for you to avoid getting beat up by the guy you picked to score and then guarantee he won't score.
There could be some truth to that. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 7:45. We will do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.